It's Playhouse Y94 as we pull a TRQ, a totally random question out of the box. Totally random questions. We have a repurposed Kleenex box here in the studio that on occasion we each just kind of shove on scratch paper random things we think might be good questions for the show. Today's totally random question. What is a myth or conspiracy theory that you totally believe? What is a myth or conspiracy theory that you totally believe? Maybe you're one that is convinced that Sasquatchy walk among us.
They do. You're
convinced. You believe in the Sasquatch?
I have him on he's my phone case. Yeah, Sasquatch is real. Bigfoot is real.
You think they're walking around here?
They travel along railroad. Do you guys not remember? I went to a Bigfoot enthusiast. I went to a speaker.
Well, tell us more.
Okay, so just like humans, Bigfoot, they all have different hair colors. Like there's some people, like there might be like a redheaded, a ginger Bigfoot, a blonde, brunette. They travel along railroad. They're interested in people. They do like to watch us. What do you want me to keep going?
You seem to know a lot about them. So what makes you think that they're like, you're convinced they're real? Why?
Because they are real. I just know. I've never seen one. It's because they don't want to be found, but they are interested in us. And there's been tracks and spottings. Other people have seen them cross. So I do believe. And aliens are real too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've seen a UFO.
When?
I swear. There were two times. One time, me and my friends, we were very young. We were at the sled hill. It was nighttime. Snow on the ground. We look up in the sky, and there are these weird flashy lights.
Okay.
Okay, second time, I was older. I had to be like 18 or 19, and it was a group of us. I used to drive a Geo Tracker, and we were taking like the top off, and it was during the day, and we saw something in the sky. And it wasn't just me. It was my friend Matt, Leah, and my sister.
Were you drinking?
I was sober. Okay. No, but thanks for wondering. No, I was sober that time.
I can't buy into that. I don't believe in geo trackers. I don't think they ever existed. Never happened. Is there a myth or a legend? Maybe some sort of conspiracy theory you totally believe there, Jamie?
It's an alien thing too, and I'm going to go a little further than Amy and say that I feel like the governments, like the main governments of the world, the U.S. government, the Canadian government, all have lied to us, and that they actually have UFOs and aliens like under lock and key somewhere, and they've been studying
Area
them for
51,
years.
Man.
And it's just something that we can't see. But there is this, I think it's Unsolved Mysteries recently about this town where all these people had the same experience, and it was like, I believe it to a T. So I just, I wish that the world's governments, United States, Canada, Russia, would come out and say, yes, we know about aliens. This is what we found so far. Tell us the truth. We want to know.
Earlier this year, didn't they release footage of UFOs?
They did, yeah. I still think it's adorable you keep listing off the main governments and including Canada. Nicely done, though. Is there a myth or a legend, some sort of conspiracy theory you totally believe?
So the female spot, I think it exists.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Hello.
Have you had anybody call in with Flat Earth yet?
No, and if that's where you're going with this, I feel like we got to get you into a classroom. There's a lot of people, though, man. There really is.
Oh, yeah. There's groups. Have you ever met somebody who actually believes in the Flat Earth? Because I have, and the conversation with them just literally blew my mind.
No, I've never actually, I'm guessing he's sarcastic. He'd be the closest I've come.
Oh, I worked with somebody who did. They actually
believe it. What is their argument?
Their argument is that it's flat, that there's no way that we would go in. So I think he thought that we would just go up, so we would just fall. And I tried to convince him that there's a thing as gravity, and that's why we don't fall upside down. But he said, you'd be dizzy if you're spinning around all the time. I just don't get it.
So what do they think is just a floating around? What is it?
Like a floating island.
Is that what it is? We're just this like long square? What are we?
I think more like a rectangle is what they believe.
Haven't you ever seen a map of the world, man? It's like rectangular and flat. It's obviously what we live on. What is a myth? A conspiracy you totally believe? That's today's totally random question. 237, it's text. 3527. Mic check, 1, 2.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
It's Playhouse Y94, talking about myths and conspiracy theories that you totally believe. 237, it's text 35270. What are we seeing?
Somebody said, I never thought that Elvis actually died. I felt like he was just famous and rich enough that he decided he didn't want to do it anymore and was able to make a life away from it, but they had to kill him off in order for it to seem like it was real. Somebody else said that the Titanic was not the one that sunk, that the Olympic was the real one that sank.
Well, I tell you, I've been Googling that ever since you texted it. That's actually kind of a compelling argument.
Yeah, it freaks me out. Somebody said, I'm convinced that mermaids exist. Only 5% of the ocean floor has been explored. I've always thought about mermaids, too.
I think mermaids, they're real.
I don't think they look like Ariel. I think they're a little more creepier looking, but I think that they're there.
What, is it the Discovery Channel that did that story on mermaids? Like, if they were real, what they would look like? And they look terrifying.
Yeah.
Wouldn't there be like weird mermaid bones and stuff in museums and like stuff like that?
They just said only 5% of the ocean floor has been explored.
And nothing's washed up.
Well, if you watch documentary, they've claimed to have like found like remains of some, and that's how they've been able to put together what they kind of would look like.
Hmm. Well, now you got me curious. You got me curious. What is a myth or conspiracy theory you actually believe?
I had to get you my conspiracy theory. You ready?
Yeah.
The ultimate conspiracy, and I'm not even making a joke out of this. It's soft toothbrushes that all the dentists push. Every time my whole life I go to the dentist, they say to use the soft ones. And what always happens? I get cavities, and then I got to go back.
Maybe.
But hard bristles hurt.
They do.
It's hard to say. I mean, if we argue everybody's conspiracy theories, but, you know, we don't have to agree with them.
True, true.
Yeah, it's just, you gotta take them on in. What's yours?
This sounds crazy, but I don't think the moon is real. Like, I think it's actually fake.
Like the whole, not just the moon landing, like the whole moon.
I think it was even like MIT or like scientists, they actually believe and think that the moon is hollow. If you want to go down the rabbit hole and have your mind blown, like Google the moon is fake or the moon is a hologram or the moon is hollow or the moon is like some kind of bell, like it rings like a bell. There's so many fascinating stories about it.
Huh.
I don't understand it. I'm going to Google it.
You got me curious. I'll happily look it up. And is there one you totally believe?
I totally believe there are aliens at Area 51. I mean, there has to be. Like, why else wouldn't they let people in there for tours?
Do you think not only is there aliens, but they're specifically at Area 51?
There has to be something else out there. We can't be the only people, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a common one. I think most people think there's something weird about that place.
Oh, yeah. People say that there's life on Mars, or there was.
Wasn't this the year everyone was supposed to go storm Area 51?
Yeah, but I don't think
Did that happen?
For some reason, it fell to pieces, and I don't remember exactly what was the thing that made it fall to pieces.
Maybe the
pandemic? It could have been that. Yeah.
I think they told people, like, you can't do that. We will not allow you to.
Yeah.
The military will stop you. I think it was just, like, a terrible idea from the beginning.
I think that was last year.
I Googled it. It said it took place on September 20th of 2019, but I really thought it was the beginning of this year. There's no way it was a year ago.
I think it was. I think that your perception of the length of 2020 is off because of, you know,
yeah.
2020. I do think that it totally was last year. Was there any other conspiracy theories and myths they believe?
Yeah, somebody said Epstein didn't kill himself. I think that's like probably the biggest one that I've seen everywhere lately. But there's so many to that one too that when there's a conspiracy theory, but like four different ones attached to it, you're like, oh gosh, this is overwhelming. Somebody said that Tupac, Biggie, and Michael Jackson are still alive.
What about the Loch Ness Monster? That's real.
The water Nessie. Horse? Yeah.
It's not a water horse.
No, it is a water horse.
I would believe that there's some sort of giant creature because there's been so many pictures where it's like, what is that? There's got to be. There's got to be some sort of Loch Ness something.
Well, you think about all like the Great Lakes. We haven't seen so much.
Yeah.
We don't know what's below us.
You don't? There could be mole people for all we know. Or Fraggle Rock. You know, it's based on a true story.
Yeah. Ooh, what about fairies?
Like in the movie with Will Ferrell.
Eurovision?
Yeah.
Maybe. Aren't they elves or gnomes or something?
Or are they elves?
I think that they're... No, they're fairies. But I have always believed in fairies.
You ever seen one?
No, but I know that they're there.
What's your evidence?
I don't know if I have any evidence. I might have when I was like 6 or 7.
You saw a fairy?
No, but I feel like they left things for me. But I believe in fairies.
Fairies must be real, because every time I lose a tooth, there was always money under my pillow. Mm-hmm. That's my main evidence. Mailbag situation in a couple of minutes. Playhouse family member Jenna wants to run something by you momentarily. 6:52 in the morning. And don't forget, 8:20 your next shot at 194's Prize Thieves. You sign up 194.com. Kygo, One Republic, lose somebody.